but if they ever do, I think they'll try to get revenge on the white people. I think that's what they're trying to do. They're going to try to do.
So
now, there's some wants to do the right thing, but there's so many that's got revenge. I mean, trying to get revenge on what the white people has done in the last 50 or 100 years, but what our foreparents has done to them many years ago. And they still hold against white men.
So you don't think it'll necessarily get to the point where the whites and the blacks can just get along with each other and stay that way?
I don't believe they'll ever get it to where they'll, some white people go along with it, but there's lots of white people that won't ever go along with it. Like I hear the guy say down in Louisiana, of course he was in Louisiana. He said, "I'm not sleeping with a bird-headed son of a bitch." And it just lots of people out of way. They just ain't going to go along with them.
Yeah. I know what you mean. If you were just raised in that kind of background, it's just nothing much you can do about changing your mind quickly.
Right. Now, someday or another, if they ever get these school things worked out to where that the kids get some bone. But that's something I don't think they'll ever do, because if you see it right now, you're going to see it all off. It make no difference where they the white child is doing anything with black or not. But there's someone in the march, or two or three of them, or they slip around, maybe pop a knife in a white child, or aim him up and try to feel like they're going to kill him or something other. And I think that's going to go along, so there's going to be some of them. There's some of them that's up here that just got that in their mind, that they're just going to do something to the white folks, to the white race people.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They're just mean folks, regardless of what race you're talking about, that are going to cause some trouble.
Right. They freed many years ago. The white people had a time of civilizing. They treated them rough and killed a lot of them. They're trying to show the others they would kill them if they didn't leave their women folks alone and murdering people and raping the white women, and they'd hang them up before they make them come up and watch them hang them to try to show the rest of them that they would kill them if they didn't leave them alone. But, there was broke up. It happened from the time they was freed to now, and still happens a lot of it now, a whole lot of it. Mm-hmm. And you got to where now that you got some nigger lawyers, so many nigger lawyers. It's hard to stick one for murder or rape. Either one. There's just one coming. One at Memphis here this month so ago. Had his trial. And he owned up to raping the woman. But he said he didn't hit her with a boot. Claimed she had knocked her head with a boot and choked to death with a sock, stocking.